Imagining it happening right now. Have faith your intention has been heard, and like a seed it will grow. Repeat the following affirmations and feel them throughout your entire body. I express myself freely. I am a well-rested woman. I dream big. I am complete. Come into your heart for a moment. You can imagine your heart, or take your left hand and use your first two fingers to tap on your heart. Know that everything is okay. Bathe in this felt sense for a moment that everything is okay. Now begin to breathe in your Council of Women. With every breath, notice them arriving. These are your wild women mentors, guides, wise women. Welcome them. Imagine a blue glow from your neck meets the blue glow in their neck. Like a bridge between your necks. Giving you the felt sense of speaking your truth. Letting your voice flow. If you have a specific healing question you'd like to ask the Council of Women, ask it now and listen for their response. Feel their healing energy. Bathe in their wisdom. Be grateful that you have your Council of Women, both in Yoga Nidra and outside of Yoga Nidra, if you choose. Now it's time to listen for your soul whisper. Breathe in through your heart and follow your breath. Just ride your breath like it's a wave until you get called to a spot in your body and just rest in that spot for a moment. See if there's an image, a word, or a phrase that's calling out to you. Take a few seconds to listen for your soul whisper right now. Whatever you receive, exhale this through your heart. Resting deeply now, know that you are a modern-day messenger of a paradigm shift, the shift of people who dare to rest. You don't preach it, you model it. Take a moment to be thankful for other women, creative women, leaders, who also shifted the rest paradigm and are shifting the rest paradigm so that women's voices can be heard. With your eyes closed, relaxed, and resting deeply, listen to these women's voices. Charlotte Perkins Gilman. The first duty of a human being is to assume the right functional relationship to society. More briefly, to find your real job and do it. Virginia Woolf. If you do not tell the truth about yourself, you cannot tell it about other people. Arianna Huffington. By helping us keep the world in perspective, sleep gives us a chance to refocus on the essence of who we are. And in that place of connection, it is easier for the fears and concerns of the world to drop away. Slowly begin to wake up. Eyes closed, moving from whatever part of the body wants to move first. The whole body waking up. And if it feels right, bring your knees to your chest. Rock gently side to side, and then turn to your right side. If you're sitting in a chair, then just continue to wake the body up in your own way. Repeat your intention now 3 times. Feel it in your entire body and being. Welcome it as if it is already happening. Now open your eyes. Massage your neck again for a moment, the bridge between the mind and the heart. Notice how your neck feels now. In Yoga Nidra, we're bringing back clarity and insights into your everyday life. Yoga Nidra lying down. Yoga Nidra in the grocery store, cooking dinner. See it all merging. One Yoga Nidra. Your essence flowing into everything you do. Know that you can bring whatever you feel now into your life. This completes Daring to Rest, meditation number 7. Be good to yourself. Well, it's day 36. There are 5 more days of the Daring to Rest journey. This is an opportunity these last 5 days to engage in Yoga Nidra for Life, Yoga Nidra as a lifestyle. Really bringing everything you learn together and applying it to life. There are some principles I like to talk about that apply to life and they apply to Yoga Nidra. The first is lead from your heart. Well, I hope if there's anything you've learned over these last 36 days, it's that Yoga Nidra helps you lead from your heart. It takes you right into your heart. Every time you breathe, every time you begin to nurture yourself and be good to yourself, which is what Yoga Nidra is all about. It helps you go into your heart. And when you come out of yoga nidra, you can take this heartfelt feeling and lead. So that's a really important principle. Lead from your heart. Yoga nidra also helps us meet darkness. And this is really important because often we want to push darkness away, right? We want to say, no, I don't want to meet fear. I don't want to meet anger. Well, yoga nidra says, come a little closer. Let's meet. Let's greet. And actually what happens is when you meet darkness, that charge diffuses. So as you take yoga nidra meditation, the principles out of your lying down yoga nidra practice, in life, don't be afraid to meet darkness. It'll help you sleep better. It is really a principle to live by. Another principle that I hope you've learned over the Daring to Rest journey is to welcome everything just as it is. That's really an important principle that I guide you in every time you're in yoga nidra meditation. After we do any kind of breathing, I say, okay, listen for sensation, welcome it, pay attention to sensation, and welcome all sensation. Don't push any sensation away. And that's the same in life. When we welcome everything just as it is, we don't try to change it, but we say, okay, this is what it is. Often it doesn't have that charge on us. Another principle, you are always supported. You are always supported. I hope your Council of Women has taught you that, that you're always supported. There are these mentors. There are these guides. You are always supported by life in ways that even when things go wrong, when things feel like they fall apart, there is support out there, whether it's your Council of Women or whether it's connecting into this universal feeling of oneness and you connect to the divine, to God. You are always supported. Okay, next principle is unleash your wild woman. Please, please, if anything, if you've learned one thing in this whole journey, it's that it is so important to put on your wild woman every single day. Don't keep her in a cage. That wild woman is that intuitive person, that deep inner knowing, that woman who knows who she is. She pops right up because that's who you are. Don't hide that. Unleash her. Let her be a force in your life as you're living life, as well as feel her in the yoga nidra meditation to give you that juice. So when you're in your life, you remember, oh yeah, right, my wild woman. Okay, yeah, she's right there. I am intuitive. I do have deep knowing. Don't second guess yourself. The knowing is there, and your wild woman will always lead you back to your knowing. Another principle to live by is everything will be okay. This is something that sometimes it does take a crisis to know that, but everything will be okay. And in yoga nidra meditation, in the end, when we get into that bliss body, there is this sense, there is this rising up sense that it's going to be okay. Sometimes you'll feel joy, sometimes you'll feel bliss, but sometimes you'll just feel everything will be okay. And this will help you when you come out of yoga nidra to not be as reactive, to not be that person who attacks, because you feel safe. You have this level of safety. You know everything will be okay. And you sense it and you felt it in your yoga nidra. So you've had a visceral experience in yoga nidra. This is why we need to keep practicing yoga nidra, because when we get these visceral experiences, we actually wake up from yoga nidra and we can remember the feeling that everything will be okay in our everyday lives. Another principle to live by, telling a difficult story will set you free. Well, I told a difficult story to you when we were talking about the bliss body, right? I really encourage you, as you are completing this journey and beyond, to tell a difficult story. Tell it and free write it in your journal, and it truly, truly will set you free. You don't have to live in the story. That's the freedom of it, right? You can tell it and move on so that it doesn't have this hold over you, so that it doesn't set you into the tailspin of losing yourself, which of course I did until I found yoga nidra again. And then that helped me to feel the liberation of freedom and to tell my story in a way that would set me free. So I hope that is what you've learned, and you'll do that in your everyday life. Now, another principle is, this is straight from Faith. She said to me, imagination is free. Don't be afraid to dream big. Imagination is free. So, you know, there may be obstacles. You may see obstacles in your way, but you can still imagine. And if we don't imagine, we never achieve any of our big dreams. So imagination is free. Go ahead. Dream big. Another principle is stand in your authentic self. Yoga Nidra is a pointer back to your authentic self. Ultimately, that's what it does. And so every time you practice Yoga Nidra, you are invited to be pointed back to your true nature, to really feel home again in your home, in your authentic self. And when you come out of Yoga Nidra, stand in that. So at the end of Yoga Nidra, that way you feel, that open, kindness, all of it, bring it into your everyday life, because that's who you are. Another principle, serve you first, then others. Can't overstate this enough. This is why we get into the tailspin of burnout. When we don't serve ourselves, when we aren't good to ourselves first. It doesn't mean that we don't care for others, but we can't care for others unless we're caring for ourselves. So please, if this principle is applied in the outside world, you'll begin to serve yourself first. That could mean practicing your Yoga Nidra, making that a priority. And that's the way you serve yourself. You give yourself 20 minutes every day, whatever it takes. But then you can serve others from the place of fullness, when your cup is full, your fuel's in the tank. The final principle is to stay awake. You have this beauty inside of you that can't be shown when we're exhausted, right? And usually when we're exhausted, we're basically asleep. We're in what I said in the beginning of the program, what Clarissa Pinkola Estes calls a female psychic slumber. We are literally walking around asleep. So Yoga Nidra is that opportunity to lie down, to wake up. But you have a further responsibility when you do wake up to stay awake. And that is something that you can practice in your everyday life. The good news about all of these principles is that the more you practice Yoga Nidra, the more you will actually just live these principles. You almost don't need to review them, because you will feel them viscerally and you will begin to align with all of these principles in your life. A lot of people ask, how much Yoga Nidra do they need in their lives? So after this program, you'll have been practicing 40 days. A lot of times people practice every day. That's something that works for them in their lives. But if it doesn't work for you, be sure that you have a regular time that you practice Yoga Nidra. It's so easy to fall off the rest track when you don't have a regular time. So even like, for example, when I first practiced Yoga Nidra, I practiced noon on Friday once a week. That's it. I didn't practice every day. I practiced noon on Friday. I had two small kids, and it wouldn't have been realistic for me to practice every day. But I knew every noon on Friday, I was going to practice Yoga Nidra. I would just consider what your body needs to feel nurtured, right? When you're having your menstruation, great time to practice Yoga Nidra. This is when you want to go into the rest cave, because really, when we menstruate, our body is calling out to be slow, to slow down. And so this is a perfect practice for menstruation, and it's excellent for cramps. So I would say menstruation, you want to do it perhaps every day during menstruation. It's also excellent to do daily during pregnancy. Pregnancy is a time when there's lots of hormones. It's great practice in holding the tension of the opposites, because when you birth a baby, you have that I can't do it and I can do it. And Yoga Nidra will train your body to hold those opposites so that you will have the strength and the power and the courage to birth your baby. So another time that's excellent for Yoga Nidra is the postpartum time. Of course, this is a hard time To get rest, it's much harder. But what I suggest if you are in the postpartum period, any kind of new mom, would be to have it bookend your day. So right, you know, before you go to sleep at night or when you wake up in the morning. Those are great times. You can also, if you have a toddler, you can do it when they nap. It's a great time to do it. Menopause. Menopause is a fantastic time for yoga nidra. This is a transition moment for women. It's another time where you want to go into that yoga nidra cave. And if you use the full moon or the new moon time to make sure you're practicing at least monthly and maybe even like a daily, like a full day on the new moon or the full moon, you can really benefit greatly. There are so many different ways to practice yoga nidra, but what I hope is that you find your way by making the commitment to what works for you. Just as we end, I want to talk about sharing it with others, because yoga nidra is great on your own, but it's even better together. And what I mean by that is if you have a partner who you live with or a really good friend, it's a great way to come together, maybe with a group of girlfriends or even someone who is your partner in life, you know, to lay down and practice yoga nidra. You will feel kinder toward each other. You will feel more loving. It is just a beautiful practice to share and help spread to others. So I really invite you, once you have practiced yoga nidra and feel like you've been good to yourself and you feel nurtured, then go and share it with others. Invite others to practice it with you, not to preach it, but to just enjoy it with you. I've practiced with my children before. They love it. And it's a great way for a family to have literally a yoga nidra nap night, for example, where everybody lies down and practices yoga nidra. I've seen other families do it. It's a lot of fun, and it's really a great way for everyone to just feel calm and their nervous systems get really, really relaxed, and everyone feels well rested. Finally, your touchstone. As you're moving forward, use your touchstone to reconnect to calm, peace, and tranquility. You've heard me say this in the yoga nidra meditation, but now your touchstone has all this great daring to rest energy in it. So in your outside world, when you're out of yoga nidra, take your touchstone, and you can have it in your purse, in your pocket, and just anytime you're starting to feel like, I'm not feeling imbalanced too much, I'm not feeling so well rested, whatever it is, whatever's coming up for you, I would invite you to hold your touchstone in your left hand, and this will reconnect you to calm, peace, and tranquility, and it will remind you to rest. So that's how you can use your touchstone moving out of the daring to rest journey. Okay, so now it's time to practice the final meditation in the daring to rest journey. It is time to lie down for yoga nidra and then take it out into the world. Close your eyes. Breathe in and out a few times, moving your body with each breath to find the most comfortable position, lying down or sitting. Make sure you're as comfortable as possible, your body able to be completely at ease. If you are using a touchstone, place it at the top of your head, or you can hold it in your left hand. Let this touchstone reconnect you to calm, peace, and tranquility if you should need it throughout yoga nidra. Now be still. It's time to be good to yourself. This is Daring to Rest meditation number 8. Daring to Rest starts right now. Begin by taking a deep breath in and exhale with a deep sigh. And again, breathe in and out. Now repeat your intention 3 times. Imagine your intention as if it's happening right now. Bring your attention to the space between your eyebrows. Do absolutely nothing. Move the head ever so slowly to the left, left ear moving towards the left shoulder. Hold. Hold. And now move the head all the way to the right, right ear moving towards the right shoulder. Micro movements. And hold. Hold. Now the head comes back to center. Take a few breaths in and out. Breathing in life force and out any tensions or holdings in the head and whole body. Remain relaxed and motionless as you listen to a poem by Rumi called The Guest House. This being human is a guest house. Every morning, a new arrival. A joy, a depression, a meanness. Some momentary awareness comes as an unexpected visitor. Welcome and entertain them all. Even if they're a crowd of sorrows who violently sweep your house empty of its furniture. Still treat each guest honorably. He may be clearing you out for some new delight. The dark thought, the shame, the malice, meet them at the door laughing and invite them in. Be grateful for whoever comes, because each has been sent as a guide from beyond. Take a deep breath in and exhale like you're blowing through a straw. And again, breathing in and exhaling like you're blowing through a straw. Continue a few more times. Now stop. Welcome all sensations. Completely surrender your body to gravity. Let my voice guide you at all times throughout Yoga Nidra. Say to yourself mentally, I will stay awake and aware. Now follow my voice as you bring awareness to the body, starting in your mouth, right nostril, left nostril, right eye, left eye, right cheek, left cheek, jaw, throat, right shoulder, both shoulders, right elbow, both elbows. Right wrist, left wrist, both wrists. Right hand, left hand, both hands. Throat, right side of the chest, left side of the chest. Middle of the chest. Navel point. Middle of the pubic bone. Right hip. Left hip. Both hips. Right knee. Left knee. Both knees. Right ankle. Left ankle. Both ankles. Right foot. Left foot. Both feet. Feel the whole body. Right side of the body. Left side of the body. Above the body. Below the body. Feel the whole body. Come to the space between your eyebrows. Notice sensation throughout your entire body. Feel a healing life force flowing through you to every cell and nerve. Now from the space between your eyebrows, begin to inhale and exhale from here. On your next inhalation, imagine the breath traveling down to the base of your spine. And on the exhalation, imagine the breath moving from the base of the spine up to the space between the eyebrows. Continue breathing like this a few times. Now on the next inhalation, as the breath travels down to the base of your spine, at the same time, mentally say the sound, so. Slowly exhale as the breath moves from the base of the spine back up to the space between the eyebrows. At the same time, silently say the sound, hum. Feel your awareness expanding and merging with all parts of your body. Continue to silently chant, so, hum, in rhythm with your inhales and exhales. On the next exhalation, stop. Focus your attention on the space between your eyebrows for a moment and tap into sensations in the body. Welcome everything. If there are thoughts in the mind, picture them drifting away like clouds in the sky. Now pay attention to your breath, the rhythm of the breath, inhaling and exhaling. Not trying to inhale and exhale, just letting it happen. Listen to the sound of your breath. Imagine you're walking along a path in a magical forest, your feet kissing the earth, moving slowly, birds singing their songs. You hear the sound of water in the distance and walk towards this sound. As you walk, the sound of the forest acts as a calming force on your entire body and mind. And after a while, you stop on the path and tap into the silence that's also present in the forest. Feel this. You continue walking, and soon the tall forest trees begin to clear, and you see a lake with a waterfall ahead and bright sunshine. You get closer and decide to jump in, feeling the cool water throughout your whole body, the sun shining. You make your way to the waterfall and see a rainbow in the water. You decide to experience the waterfall, and as your body touches the water, it begins to turn red, a glowing red. You feel protected and safe underneath the glowing red water from the waterfall. Grounded. As you repeat the affirmation, "The earth supports me." Feel this. Slowly, the red water turns to orange, and you feel this deeply in your reproductive area. The possibility, creativity, fertility, all of it rising in you as the orange water flows from the waterfall. You repeat the affirmation, "I am creative." Feel this. Feel it in every nerve and cell. Now the water turns a beautiful yellow, like the sunshine itself. Glowing, vibrant. You feel your personal power rising as you bathe in the yellow water, repeating the affirmation, "I am enough." Feel this. Let it spread everywhere and sense how your body is impacted. The yellow water begins to fade and green water flows from the waterfall. You bathe in this green glow, your heart opening, opening you for deep healing, transformation, nourishment, renewal. Repeat the affirmation, I am loved. Feel this. Notice sensation. Green fades to blue. Blue water now flowing from the waterfall. Experience this. Feel the blue on your neck, the bridge between mind and heart, where you speak your truth. Bathe in this blue water. Repeating the affirmation, I express myself freely. Feel this. All of this in every part of your body and being. The water begins to turn from blue to indigo. Bathe in this indigo glow. Let the water caress your third eye, the space between the eyebrows, where you can see beyond duality, beyond either or, where wisdom and intuition is activated. As you bathe in this indigo, notice how the color reflects the night sky. You are not afraid of darkness. Bathe in this deep purple, repeating the affirmation, everything is unfolding as it should. Feel this. Now bring your awareness to the top of your head, the crown of the head. And notice how the water turns light violet, almost crystal clear. Bathe in this light violet glow. Take in everything you need to feel restored, in harmony with yourself and humanity, all being, oneness. Repeating the affirmation, I am one with the whole. Feel this streaming through you and notice how it impacts your body and mind. Now slowly you come out of the water and lay upon the warm rocks surrounding the waterfall. The warm sunshine is felt from your toes to your head. The earth beneath you feels like protection, a safe place to release any worries or pain. Your body opens for release. If there's anything you need to release to allow for healing, let it drop down into the earth. Give any pain, emotions that no longer serve you, anything that's not yours, give it to the earth. Imagine your pain being transformed into positive energy. Now that you have released something, there is space for something new. Let new, light-filled energy, positive energy, fill every cell and nerve. Take a moment to imagine yourself whole, well-rested, living your purpose. dreaming big, letting your imagination be completely free to create the canvas of your dreams. Now repeat the affirmation, I am whole. Feel this. You're lying on the rocks beside the waterfall in sunshine, whole. Now come to the center between your eyebrows and relax completely. There are no blocks to healing. Anxiety and fear are gone. You have a sense of the sky above and the horizon stretching all the way around you. The earth below supporting you. Feel this. Experience this. Be this. In this oasis of non-doing, surrender. Just be. You're in a deep state of meditation. In this state, your intentions are heard. Your subconscious mind is open and ready to receive your intention. Repeat your intention now 3 times. Let it be felt in your whole body. Hear it as truth. See it as truth. Know that it has been heard by the deepest part of your being. Now come to your heart. Notice your heart smiling. Feel this. Begin to see this smile go to other places in your body until your entire body is filled with smiling. No judging. Feel your body smiling in your own way, knowing in your heart that everything will be okay. Now begin to welcome your council of women. See them arriving with every breath. These are your mentors, guides, wild and wise women. Say hello. If it feels right, wave to them, bow to them. Make any gesture that receives their love and sends love toward them. And now receive their guidance. If you have a specific question you'd like to ask the Council of Women, ask it now and listen. Whatever you received, be grateful. You can always go to your Council of Women both during Yoga Nidra and in your daily life. Now let's listen for your soul whisper. Breathe in through your heart, follow your breath to a spot in your body that's calling out to you. And then rest there for a moment. See if there's an image, word, or phrase waiting for you Take a few seconds to listen for your soul whisper now. Whatever you receive, exhale this through your heart. Now come back to your heart. You'll be waking soon. But before you open your eyes, here are some Daring to Rest principles that I invite you to digest in whatever way they make sense to you. Lead from your heart. Feel this. Meet darkness. Feel this. Welcome everything just as it is. Feel this. You are always supported. Feel this. Unleash your wild woman. Feel this. Everything will be okay. Feel this. Telling a difficult story will set you free. Feel this. Imagination is free. Feel this. Stand in your authentic self. Feel this. Serve you first, then others. Feel this. Stay awake. Feel this. Now begin to wake up. You can keep your eyes closed or begin to open them, externalizing your attention, moving from whatever part of the body wishes to move first. Stretching if that feels right. Noticing the front of your body, back of your body, left side of the body, right side of the body, below the body, above the body. Feel how your body has a center and how the energy around the body extends to a periphery, perhaps one that never ends. Feel this. Now bring your intention into your awareness. Repeat it 3 times. Feel it resonate all through your body. Stay completely relaxed and at ease, opening your eyes if you are getting up. Feel all the points of contact between your body and the ground. Feel the contact of your clothing on your skin. Feel the gentle contact of air on your face. and start to remember where you are, listening to sounds, preparing to bring Yoga Nidra into the outside world, to live Yoga Nidra. Yoga Nidra continues throughout your day, at night, and whenever you need it to remind you of your true nature, your essence, the whole you. This completes Daring to Rest meditation number 8. Be good to yourself. Congratulations! You have now completed the Daring to Rest journey. I hope you feel as though you've begun to step into your well-rested woman. This is a lifelong skill, and Yoga Nidra is a lifelong tool that can help you remember how to rest deeply and restore wholeness in your body, mind, and spirit. After I'd been practicing Yoga Nidra meditation for nearly a decade, I realized I just couldn't keep this superpower nap a secret anymore. I wanted to give others what I got. But the moment I decided to start a community that focused on Yoga Nidra meditation came during a time when my husband was sick in the hospital with malaria. He had practiced Yoga Nidra before, but wasn't a regular Yoga Nidra geek like me. Before we knew he had malaria, often his fevers would spike to 104 every day. He'd lost 20 pounds and was deeply exhausted. The fever also came with chills that made him shake throughout his body. I had been listening to Yoga Nidra in the hospital to help me manage the exhaustion of staying up most nights and sleeping beside him in a chair. But suddenly I thought, what about him? So that's when I suggested he listen. And the results? He was the calmest he'd ever been. So calm, his roommate's wife asked me what he was listening to and whether her husband, who had come in with a terrible bronchial issue and was coughing nonstop, could get what he got. Of course, I downloaded some of my Yoga Nidra meditations onto his phone, and he listened, and soon the coughing died down, and her husband was the calmest he'd been since he entered the hospital. The nurses couldn't believe it. They were asking me what this was, not just for the patients, but for themselves, because shift workers, like nurses, are often exhausted too. So I told them, and the Yoga Nidra medicine began to spread. This is why I have introduced you to Yoga Nidra and created a system of Daring to Rest gathered from all my experience for years practicing and learning Yoga Nidra and working in women's health and empowerment, so that now you too have the Yoga Nidra medicine. Please use this as medicine. Rest is healing, right? And deep rest, the Yoga Nidra kind, the art of non-doing, is transformational. I hope you have felt some of this magic over the past 40 days. As women, we have unique times in our life when our hormones shift that we really do need extra deep rest. Please remember this and honor your rest needs. And please keep going. Keep practicing Yoga Nidra. Keep listening to your soul whispers and allowing them to inform you. And keep using your touchstone, both in your Yoga Nidra practice and outside, to help you reconnect quickly to your true nature and the peace and tranquility that always resides in you. Thank you for coming on this journey with me. Here's to daring to rest forever, dreaming big, and chucking perfect. Welcome to the Daring to Rest Sisterhood. Be good to yourself.